Shelley, when she wrote her famous book, Frankenstein, and Frankenstein's monster was a main character, people thought it was a theological study of how man was attempting to usurp the power of God to create. When in fact, often people say she was writing a character study of humanity, because Frankenstein created a monster not out of some foreign material, something we had no knowledge of, but his monster was made from human parts, or as often is to refer to, his creature. This is important because in today's gospel, we see Jesus going to a territory where people are suffering, demon-possessed, and he cures them. And after witnessing such a profound miracle, the people were so overcome by their own economic loss of pigs that they said to Jesus, in short, "Our pigs are more valuable to us than our neighbor. Please leave our territory." And the gospel ends with a very dramatic position. And Jesus goes. God reminds us that his teaching is about the human dignity of everyone, including those people who valued animals more than they did human beings. Their pigs were lost because they went over the cliff and drowned. Their economic base was shaken. And they had no time for a God or a religion that disturbed their situation. Sometimes we, when we find our monsters, we get used to them. We like to point to people, or even in the economic situation of Democrats, Republicans, terrorists. And we like to have those monsters out there because they make us comfortable in our own position, as if we could never be like them. But the monster is made from us. Thank God that we are not like some people, but we could be. And if we lose our sensitivity to that common humanity, and even when the monster is inside of us, and we give up the fight, we give up our faith and we say, "God can't help me," then we give in to evil. We give in to the situation that says humanity has no hope. You have no hope. Jesus can cure. Jesus' way can give us light if we believe in him. If we say, "I am glad he has cured these people. I believe he can cure me." Never get used to monsters, neither in yourself nor in others. Disturb yourself enough to believe that the unknown future of a life with God and his power to heal is possible. And then you will be able to say, "I have gotten used to a situation which is comfortable but deadly. I need to get uncomfortable and believe in a God and a future I can't touch yet, because there lies my cure, my salvation, and the salvation of humanity." We are children of light. We are people with dignity. Evil whispers in our ear, "There is no hope. Everything is lost." Better to save yourself and have your monsters all around you. And God says, "No, the monsters can be cured. The person who is hurt can be healed. And you can have a new beginning and a new life in Christ Jesus." Slava Isusu Christu.